Well, now to Appalachia, where there are more than a million acres of land that mining operations have left clear-cut and barren over the years. But conservationists are using a new strategy to bring those forests back. Andy Daniel Cubis of the Allegheny Front reports.
Deep in the Moshannon State Forest in northern Pennsylvania, a sloped, barren patch of land is surrounded by an otherwise healthy forest. The earth at the site has been churned up, and tangled roots and jumbled rocks abound. John Hecker is a forester for the state.
As you can see, it's a very bare site presently. I mean, there's no trees here.
In the late 1800s, this area was deep mined. Later, it was strip mined. When the coal companies left in the mid-1990s, the land was abandoned. About 12 years ago, the site was reclaimed. That's the term for the federal government's directive to coal companies to make mine land useful again. Often that's meant planting trees.
The technology back then was to just recontour the land, but the bulldozers, as they ran over it, they compacted the soil. Well, the trees don't do very well in compacted soil.
Hecker manages this tract of land. He says this and hundreds of acres of formerly mined land in Pennsylvania are now getting an ecological do-over. Earlier this year, a jumbo-sized bulldozer with a 3-foot blade came through and crisscrossed the area, making deep trenches in the ground.
It also loosens the soil where that furrow is, and it allows the tree roots to grow down into that loose soil where it's moist, and those trees will really grow well.
This aggressive form of bulldozing has only been used for about a decade. Scott Eggerud is a forester and regulator with the Office of Surface Mine Reclamation Enforcement.
This is not what they taught us in school. What they taught us in school is you pack it in, you put aggressive ground covers under to stabilize the site.
And that's exactly what happened here. The non-native grasses they planted took over. They did really well on that compacted soil. But the problem was the grass got so thick that rainwater couldn't seep into the ground. It might as well have been concrete. The water ran off, polluting the streams below. This new plan will change that.
Instead of water washing off the sites, it now infiltrates, and it's more natural the way it was supposed to be, the way it was before mining. We're going to grow some really nice trees in this area.
A team of professional tree planters was recently brought in to get the bulk of the lot planted. And now it's up to volunteers to do the rest.
Yeah. Take a seedling out of there, put your hand around the roots, stick it way down in the bottom hole, then pull it up so the root collar, right where the root starts, just a little bit.
About 20 volunteers with big orange buckets gather around Eggerud as he shows them how to put the tree in the hole.
And when you empty that bucket, we have a prize for you. Guess what it is?
Another bucket!
Another bucket!
Yes.
On this day, they're planting over 2,000 trees, a mix of native species, white pine, quaking aspen, red oaks, and black locusts. They are all donated by the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. The volunteers fan out, navigating the jagged terrain. 12-year-old Trey Slavonic is here with his dad and little brother.
This is important because it helps, like, cover up all the mistakes people have done within the mining and taking the coal off from the top layers. It makes it then look more natural, have it better, and more habitat for the animals.
About half of this 45-acre site will be left as grassland. The wild elk in the region will like that. But this tree planting will also help the golden-winged warbler. This migratory songbird comes to Pennsylvania each year to breed. Populations have declined by two-thirds since the 1960s. Laura Bray is the program coordinator for the Pennsylvania Environmental Council. She's overseeing this reforestation effort across the state.
It's nice to have these edges where you have mature forest, and then you'll have some grassland, you'll have some wildlife shrubs. It's a good opportunity for us to make this site productive again.
It'll be about 50 years before there's mature forest here again, though Scott Eggerud, the forester, says it's not just about growing trees.
The trees are an indicator of the quality of that site. If we're growing nice trees, that tells us that we have a very healthy ecosystem.
For Here and Now, I'm Andy Daniel Cubis.